Good morning. Good morning. This is Jeannie.
Morning.
Is that Lee?
This is Darlene.
Oh, hi, Darlene. How are you?
Well, I've been better. I went and missed the bottom of a flight of stairs yesterday with my left foot, and then I twisted my right ankle.
Oh, my goodness.
So I am just really annoyed with myself for not paying attention.
Well, it's that last stair, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, did you put a, what did you do for it?
Oh, I've got a little mini magnet on both of my ankles where I twisted them, you know. And then right now I have the power mag. I mean, the palm mag, power mag on it with the back flex laying underneath that one. And
good.
I put on Cium cream.
Good.
So, I'm hoping for a miracle here.
Definitely. Good morning. Who else has joined us?
Hi, Jeannie. It's Betty.
Good morning, Betty. Good to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. It's certainly good to hear yours.
Oh, what's happening on these, everybody getting ready for the holiday?
Trying to find things that I want to make to contribute to the meal.
Yeah. I was just looking this morning on, let's see, this is veganculinaryexperience.com. And this is the vegan chef Jason Weirich that lives here in Arizona. And there's a new restaurant in town I was reading about. I rarely poke around on there, but I thought, well, let me look and see what he's got. And one thing I thought was interesting, he's doing a product review, and it's called Tease, T-E-E-S-E, mozzarella. And I guess there's a website. It's a Chicago soy dairy called teasecheese.com. I haven't looked at that yet. You know, I was hoping I could read through this before I got on the call, but I didn't. But he says this is the best. His comment was, hands down, Tease ended up being the best vegan cheese I've tasted so far. I can't wait to try the cheddar Tease. Play on words there.
Huh.
Well, once I find out more about it, I'll let everybody know. Actually, this is a whole, it's 186 page. This must be his magazine that he's starting to do, which is pretty neat. He talks about different cooking skills, how to do your knives, where to clean them. I mean, there's just a lot of different things on here, but that's where I'd gotten to, is the Tease. So
that sounds good. I know that other cheese that I have bought, you know, it could stand for some improvement.
That's kind of putting it mildly, huh?
Yeah.
How kind of you.
Very good way to put it. Well, I've, in the Vegetarian Times magazine, too, there's a cranberry. There's a whole article on cranberries, which is pretty interesting. It's just, and they have a dry cranberry juice cocktail. And it says, one of the biggest complaints about bottled cranberry juice is the high sugar and low cranberry content. A one-cup serving contains more than 130 calories, beating out a sugary soft drink. For an easy homemade version that delivers a higher concentration of cranberry juice and a lot less sugar, and it gives you the steps. And, of course, we have our Siaga, too. But it says mix 1 cup of unsweetened cranberry juice with 1/4 cup plus 2 tablespoons of agave nectar in a heat-proof 1-quart measuring cup. And then add a 2-inch cinnamon stick to the juice mixture. And then stir in 4 cups of boiling water. Cool and enjoy. It would be kind of fun for the holidays to do something a little bit. Did everybody
say anything in there, Jeannie, about eating raw cranberry?
You know, I didn't see anything yet about that. There's one portion where it says, it talks about how they're good for the, it's these proanthocyanidins, PACs, that are anti-adhesive compounds found in cranberries that prevent E. coli from sticking to the urinary tract.
Wow. So that's why people are told to drink cranberry juice when they have a UTI.
Mm-hmm. And it says a study led by Howell, I don't know who this person is, anyway, showed those cranberries are shaped differently. Those PACs in cranberries are shaped differently, endowing them with this Teflon-like ability. Because there's these prostate things, PACs are also in other fruits and vegetables, but the ones in cranberry have this Teflon-like thing. Anti-stick mechanism of cranberry PACs is not only in the urinary tract, but also in the stomach and in the mouth. In the stomach, they prevent the ulcer-causing bacteria H. pylori from eating the cells, and in the mouth, they may play a role in preventing plaque buildup. If we use cranberry to prevent infections before they start, it could help to slow the development of antibiotic-resistant bugs and preserve our arsenal of antibiotics for when we really need them. And then, I was just looking real quick here, to promote cranberries from a once-a-year cameo to a four-season star, you could drink 8 ounces of cranberry juice cocktail in the morning and evening. Since cranberry's anti-stick effect lasts 12 hours, this may offer more complete 24-hour protection against UTIs. You can also opt for a half to 1 ounce unsweetened 100% cranberry juice, a quarter cup of fresh or frozen cranberries. So that would be fresh or frozen, right? That's uncooked. A third cup sweetened or dry cranberries, a third of a cup cranberry sauce. So, no, it didn't say that. It says cranberry extract capsules are not recommended for pregnant or children. Children and pregnant women, nor are tinctures because they have a high alcohol content. Oh, okay. I was talking about supplements of them. So, interesting.
I bet it's not in the Ciaga.
It's not?
I don't think so.
I'm thinking maybe it was. I was going to grab a pamphlet before I got on the call and didn't to look and see how pretty it
is. I'll look on the bottom. Keep talking.
Seems like there's an extract or something, kind of a crystal. They have a lot of those crystallized things in there. And I made a wonderful, as a friend came over last night, I made a brown, it's called a nut rice pilaf. And it says Mary Lou Reardon, June 2007 on it. So I must have gotten it from Mary Lou. But it's a real simple recipe, and I made it last night. I had a friend over for the corporate call to listen to the corporate call with me, and she raved about it. It had seconds and thirds, so served it with a salad. It's brown rice, a cup of brown rice, and 2 cups of vegetable broth, and you cook the rice in that, in other words, for usually 50 minutes it takes for rice. And then you take a half a cup of onion and cook it, chopped onion, cook that until tender, and add a minced clove of garlic, cook another 30 seconds. And then you have a half a cup of chopped nuts and a half a cup of craisins or currants or raisins. And I didn't have any of those, but I had dried cherries. I put cherries in there, and you just mix it all up, add some pepper. And I used a wild rice blend that I had. It's just a bunch of rices that I threw together. And it was absolutely delicious. So we had that for dinner last night.
Garlic, onion, and what was the third thing? Parsley?
No. Nuts, like a half a cup of chopped nuts. I used almonds.
Before that. Garlic.
Yeah, just onion and garlic.
Oh, okay. Nothing green. Okay.
I served it with a salad, and then I used the Ciaga dressing on the salad. So she had recommended on here, serve with a green salad. I just put whatever I had in the fridge in the salad and made the, I used Siaga and balsamic vinegar and a little bit of olive oil, just a drizzle. It was really very good. Very tasty. So, you know, for Thanksgiving, we could do things like that, have a rice stuffing kind of dish, you know, on the side. I always loved stuffing before anyway. And I was looking to see here if there was some stuffing recipe, I think, in the magazine. We're going off to Michigan next week. Anybody have any questions or concerns or thoughts about our wonderful lifestyle? Okie dokie.
I didn't find cranberry in the Siaga.
No? Okay.
Mm-mm.
So
goji berry.
Goji berry?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whatever that is.
Those are those little, I had some dried ones one time. I found them at a health food store. They're teeny.
Mm.
They're good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're very good.
They're supposed to be raised up in the Himalayas, high in the Himalayas.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well,
I bought something last week that we had talked about, that orange fruit. What was it? They eat the whole thing, and there are two different kinds.
Persimmons?
Oh, pardon me?
Persimmons?
Yes. And I bought the only one that they had, which was the pear-shaped one, not the flat one. And it's still sitting there, not really soft, because I remember it was said that you should wait until it really gets soft to eat it. How long should this take?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not real familiar with persimmons.
It's the first time I saw it in the store, and I saw the name on it. I thought, okay, I'll try it. It was expensive, for one, but I thought, okay, it's worth a try.
Well, all I know, Nancy, is the only one I ever tried, and will probably never try another one of those of that kind, was so bad in the mouth, you had to spit it out. So make sure it's really ripe. That's what I heard after the fact.
So it's soft. I would imagine.
I don't know because I've never had it, and I don't like soft textured fruit, so very well. I mean, I guess it depends, but I can't think of a soft textured fruit. You know, I like things that are crisp.
Yeah, I think it was $2.99 for this one. Maybe I'll just take it back and say it never ripened.
No, yeah, hey, because I think I got, well, I paid 75 cents a pound for the good ones, that I, the ones I like. I've seen it spelled F-U-Y-U. I've seen it spelled F-U-Y-U. J-I.
Oh, like a fuji plant, you're talking.
Yes. And I don't know, they pronounce it fuhu. Fuyu? Fuyu, I guess, is what I've heard.
Fuyu tushar.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. You know, this is the only one I saw, and I remembered, and I didn't remember the distinction because I didn't have my notes with me, and I wasn't planning on buying one, but I saw it, and I thought, okay, I'll try one. But then I came home, and I saw, no, I should have bought the other kind that they didn't have anyway, so.
All I can remember is that it tasted terrible, and your mouth felt like somebody had packed it with cotton.
Oh, good. That's what I'm looking for.
I don't know where I ever came up with that thought, but that stuck in my mind from the time I put it in my mouth, and I go,
oh, I think I will take it back and say, you know, I've had this for over a week, and it has never...
Yeah, this is Darlene. I think those they use mostly for baking.
Oh, great.
And for cookies, and you will never have a better cookie than one of those.
A persimmon cookie?
Uh-huh, persimmon cookies. Oh, they are delicious.
Guess you better find a recipe and cut the batch down to fit one persimmon.
Yep.
Oh, well.
Wow. Hmm. Hey, you guys, you know, this on the veganculinaryexperience.com, you can subscribe. I just realized this too. You can subscribe. Subscribing is free, and you receive the magazine via email. And this is the one from last month's issue is called Fall Foods. And you click on there, and it downloads so you can read through it. There's some great information in there. 35 plus fall recipes. Instructional articles, healthy eating articles, reviews of restaurants, interviews of the hottest vegan chefs in the world. But and then a learning community to discuss all aspects of vegan cuisine with the chefs and other subscribers. So if you want one more thing on your email. That's pretty, there's some pretty neat things in here. I have not taken the time to look at it until this morning, so in thinking about Thanksgiving recipes and things.
Is Maddie on the line?
Can you hear me?
Can I hear you?
Oh.
The reason I
said that is because I was upstairs and I had put it on the speaker and mute, and then I came downstairs, so this tells me now that you can hear me even though I'm on the phone downstairs.
No, it's mental telepathy, because I just, when you said culinary and I thought of Jason Weirich, I must tell her what, I don't think, did you ever tell her, Jeannie, about what we talked to Jason about? The delivery of food and the shipping of food and meals?
No, I don't think we did.
No.
You need to hear this, because I know how much at one point, no, I don't hear that anymore at all, but how much you did not want to be doing this and you wanted your own chef.
I do.
It's not a did. Anyway, when we had lunch with him that day, he talked. I loved to quiz and get more information, you know. So anyway, he was talking about his catering business, and I said, well, that is, I knew he did deliveries to different areas around Phoenix, because that was, well, he was doing that the day we met him, wasn't he? He had to take stuff over to a delivery in that area. That's how we met him in the area at, what was the restaurant we met him at?
Jungle. The PETA
Jungle. PETA Jungle. Yeah, if you guys ever see a sign that says PETA Jungle in Phoenix, make sure you stop. It was absolutely phenomenal. But anyway, he, in addition to doing it in the area, he ships full meals everywhere. You need to get a hold of him and find out exactly what the meal consists of, because I can't imagine shipping a salad, but then some salads you could. And the charge is fifteen meals for $100, right? I'm sure that's right, Jeannie, right?
But you know, I just pulled up. I've got this, I can copy and paste this website to look at, or this particular meal service thing right here.
Okay.
Flip it over to Maddie if she wants me to.
And me. Does that include shipping?
No, you have to pay shipping in addition. That's the price that, and I don't know what he does for delivery, but no, it does not include shipping. And he packs it. He knows how to pack it. He's, you know, he was a diabetic, and he cured himself type 2 diabetes by changing the way he's eating. He's a young guy. I really like him a lot. I think he's great. With all the stuff that he does and his personality, it was just nice to sit down with him and see how genuine he is. And what would also started through my brain is, I don't know how he can do all this stuff for nothing. He does have an extended subscription where you get extra recipes if you want to do that. And I remember, and I think I said this on the call already, but I remember him saying, $25. To join for the extended, and so he didn't say for how long, and so I said to him, he says, well, it says a year, but he says, I don't keep track of any of that kind of stuff. That was to get the extra recipes, because what I asked him was, I said, do I have access to the magazine or something, or is that the magazine you're talking about? I don't remember what I subscribed to, just getting extra recipes. Well, that was before he came out with this magazine, and he showed us, he sent us that night, remember, Jeannie?
Yeah.
The first copy of it. Right?
Yep.
Yeah, I thought I was remembering it right, because it's been a while since I saw it. But anyway, and he said, so now he's got it free. He doesn't even have a fee for it. Well, I don't know if that's the extra one. Anyway, I felt guilty, and I paid him $25, and I've never heard, you know, boo about a renewal or anything like that. So I just felt he did a heck of a lot of work. And
all the stuff he was putting out, and now with the way he's got this magazine set up, it looked just absolutely phenomenal. So anyway, I know it's one more email, but if you have any interest in that arena, I'd say it's one you really don't want to miss because of the info on it. So.
Yeah, sure. Does he have a telephone number or something?
Oh, it's all on his website, yeah.
What was his website?
Maddie, if you give me your email, I thought I had it, and I don't have it here, I guess. I'll send you this link
that goes
right to the meal service thing, and you can poke around in there.
Oh, great. All right.
You can hardly cook at home for that price.
I know. I just thought, oh, my gosh. And, there's a couple of recipes that, I can't even remember what they were now.
Left to happen?
I was trying to think whether I don't remember anything I didn't like.
Yeah.
That I fixed that was on his list, but I just don't remember much of the recipes that I don't like that I fixed. Period. So, I guess that's our taste now. So. Anyway.
What is your email?
Go ahead, Jeannie.
What is your email?
Let me have yours, and I'll just shoot this over to you. Or do you want to email me with it?
Either way, I was going to say, it's just maddie-dash@comcast.net.
Okay. And how do you spell Maddie?
M-A-T-T-I-E.
Okay, with T's. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, @comcast.net.
Right.
Good. All right. Anybody else want me to send it to them?
Me.
Okay. All right. He's got a Thanksgiving one on here, too, a special that he's doing, special things, but...
Is he totally vegan?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's just put together this whole magazine thing online. It's just really incredible. So I get his recipes for the month, and, in fact, he just sent a thing saying, okay, it's coming next week. He goes, please forgive the brief hiatus while I get this issue ready. So it's coming, and lots of Thanksgiving and other holiday foods for your enjoyment. So when that comes out, I imagine it'll be out by Friday. Probably, but anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll forward that over to you guys.
Hi, this is Mary Lou.
Morning, Mary Lou.
How you doing? I got in on the last part of your recipe, and it sounded great. Could you ever send it down? I didn't want to ask you that when you got through there to repeat it again, because I just it was my fault of getting on a little late on the phone call.
Yeah, the nut rice pilaf that
yeah,
I made.
It sounded good.
Well, I'll send that over. In fact, it says Mary Lou Reardon, 2007. Maybe Mary Lou's got it. I'll just...
Okay, well, she usually forwards things on to me. I'm on that list, to get the recipes and all. But if maybe she does,
yeah,
handy when it's convenient.
Okay.
Alrighty, good. I need to tell you something else. I was making salsa a couple of days ago, and I was looking through my recipe books in there, and I just thought you might be interested since you're in Arizona. You've probably run across these little cookbooks. They're called VEGI-MEX. Have you?
You know, I think I have seen it.
Okay, you might like to do, it's by Shayne and Lee Fisher, and they are from Arizona.
Okay.
And there's so many, the one that I happen to have here is for vegetarian Mexican recipes. And there's so many of the recipes in here that we can use.
Oh,
but
good.
So many salsas, and well, they've got a whole series of them. And it just, as I flip back, I thought about it, the authors are from Arizona.
Oh, wonderful.
And they are, as I said, they're native to Arizona. They both grew up and so forth and giving. But you might find them on a little book, but they have their salsa lovers. They've got dip things, but they've got a lot of recipes in here that I don't know where my mind had been that I hadn't picked it up and used it. Because they've got all kinds of burritos, the red chilies, the bean burritos, and hominy, and just so many low-fat bean tacos, just all kinds of things that, we could use for variety in with our diet.
Good.
I'm sure there's some in there that possibly might, we'd have to alter according to what we're doing. Mm-hmm. But anyway, they just have soup, salads, the whole thing, and they're really inexpensive. I think I had to pay more for finally getting mine from the bookstore from shipping it for me than they cost. They're just $6.95 on the counter.
Wonderful.
And the publisher's Golden West.
Golden West.
But they sure have lots of black meat, you know, a lot of pretty good ideas. So just wanted to mention in case that if you're out somewhere and you saw it, the recipe book, you might want to flip through it.
I will do it. Thank you very much. I love Mexican food, and I just basically throw stuff together. I haven't really followed a recipe in a while, and I probably could sharpen my...
Well, these were just a little different ideas, because I do the same thing. I just kind of put it together, you know, and go ahead with it. And I was going back to their sauces, because they had some really pretty good salsa deals, you know, especially if you just want to pick some for the table, you know, and you weren't putting up a whole bunch.
What was the name of it again? I missed it.
VEGI.
Okay.
-MEX.
Oh, okay.
It says Vegetarian Mexican Recipes. And it's a neat little $6.95 recipe book, but it's got lots of good ideas, and they've got lots of other ones from different sources, but you could probably check it. But the publisher's Golden West.
Oh, that's an old company, I think.
I don't know what it is. It's just a little bitty booklet, you know, with a thing on there, but it's good.
And where did you pick it up?
Well, I found that this lady had it, and I was trying to find one, so I finally had to go to the bookstore and order one. But she said she picked it up at Four Corners out in New Mexico. There, you know, one of those little shops, possibly Trader Vic's or someplace, and she said they had a whole selection of them, but I could never find one somewhere, so I just ordered mine through the little bookstore here.
Oh, okay.
But I think as I said, the authors were from New Mexico, so I just wanted to mention that to y'all. Don't you mind?
Okay, it's not a regular publication, it's just a one...
No, they have a whole series of books.
Oh, they have a whole series, okay.
Yeah, they've got a whole series, and this one's got about 94 pages of recipes in it. It's nicely put together. They've got their index a whole bit, and it's just loose bound. It's that little binder, and it flips real easy. But they had like one that's called Black Bean and Brown Rice Burritos, and Mexican Spanish lasagna. You know, so we can vary it out for what we can't have or substitute on some of the recipes. But they've got lots of things in here.
What was the one? Is the one you picked up Black Bean and Brown Rice?
That's in here,
Oh, okay. But what's the name on the cover besides just Veggie Mex?
That's all there is. It says Vegetarian Mexican Recipes, just like I said.
Okay, but they don't put them for individual. You said there's several in the series, and so I thought maybe there was a subtitle on the one you had.
No, this is the title of the one I have. In the back of the book, there are several other...
Okay, I got you.
...publications.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
In fact, they go down the whole thing. Bean Lovers Cookbook, Berry Lovers Cookbook, Barbecue, you know, they do the whole thing. Chili Lovers, Chip and Dip. So they've got a cowboy cartoon. It just goes on and on. A real new Mexico chili. And so they've got a recipes for healthy lifestyle. I probably should try on that one and see what it is. But they've got about 18 more recipes listed here.
You mean books?
I mean books. I'm sorry.
All right. I know what you're saying now. Okay. Thank you.
I was sorry. I was trying to rush and not take up too much time on the call. So.
Yeah, I apologize because I didn't get the first part of it.
Well, I just had been intended to let Jeannie know because I thought she probably can pick them up or y'all will see them somewhere out there on little, you know. The way these look, the size, they're probably about a regular piece of paper, you know, cut in half, so they're smaller books. They're not like a regular, I'd say they're a recipe book the size of where you take a regular piece of paper, you know, and they're folded in half, you know, that size little book. What am I trying to say? Probably 5 by 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Or 4.5, you know, just if you had a regular sheet of your paper, 8.5 by whatever, folded in half. That's the size they are.
So when it's open all the way, it's 8.5 by 11 probably.
Oh, yeah. Because it's just, and it flips it over there. So it's not a big cookbook, but it's got lots of good information in it, I think.
Yeah.
Because you've got bean tacos and the whole bunch, you know, fajitas, green corn tamales. Everything. I mean, I just thought I'd mention that, especially with Jeannie being there, to see if she runs across them in some little bookstore or at some place since they were Arizona authors.
Yeah, they may have them at some of these gift shops, you know.
I think that's where this probably was. Since she taught, this lady picked it up, and I saw her book, and I said, I think I want one of those. And
okay.
She said she picked it up at Four Corners out in New Mexico.
Good. Yeah, I'll keep my eye out for it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was in Costco, and I saw those persimmons also, but of course you have to buy 100 of them to get one. And I didn't do that, and I've seen the teardrop ones, and I remember that. But I also purchased for the, I don't know how many times, the pomegranate.
Mm.
So I'm gonna put it, I bought one, and I'm going to put it under the water, and after I peel it.
In a bowl of water.
Oh, in a bowl of water, peel it. Then what, then just bite into it like an orange? Is that what you do with it?
In the water, separate the seeds from the pith.
Oh. Okay.
And then the pith is the white stuff that's garbage. That goes down the drain. Mm-hmm. The red seeds are what you eat. And if you do it underwater, you don't splatter all over the place.
Okay.
And I have them in my fruit salad, and I think for Thanksgiving they're also going to go in my vegetable salad.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I want to do that. I just saw some beautiful ones here.
Mm-hmm.
They're big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That must mean they're in season.
Mm-hmm. And that is definitely in the Siaga.
Yes, the pomegranates.
Oh, Nancy?
Yeah.
The plum granites were great big and real pretty at Sam's yesterday, which is our, probably like your Costco.
Oh, we have Sam's.
Oh, yeah, the Sam. Okay, they were in a little box, and they were real big packaged there, and I didn't purchase any of them, but they looked so nice and pretty, and then in there, I picked it up and looked at it, and it had their little leaflet on plum granites, how to open a plum granite, and then how to score it, how to, the whole thing. It had the little leaflet inside. So if you go into a Sam's or you're purchasing plum granites, it was an excellent little leaflet.
Did they tell you to do it in water?
Yeah, like you told us.
Oh, really? What's a plum granite?
What is it? A plum granite.
What's the difference between a plum granite and a pomegranate?
I'm probably saying it like a Texas accent.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
I thought you said plum.
No.
I knew exactly what you were saying.
No.
Okay.
That's probably what I did.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. No, it's okay. So I've
seen this on TV, I think, last year.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, okay, I'll try that. And it does make a lot of sense instead of splattering it all over the kitchen.
And so it even had in here, as I said, the ways to take it, cut it, and loosen it.
Uh-huh.
You were talking about and then to score it and to scoop it out and how to open it and how to strain it.
Uh-huh.
So if you happen to be in one of those stores, look at the little handout that they have with it.
Great. Thanks.
It talks about the antioxidants and more, and then it talks about that the American Heart Association has recommended it. So I just thought you're always helpful with plum granite, and I didn't get those shipped to you. But anyway, we'll work on it another year when they're better.
Been buying them. They're really good.
Uh-huh. But you're pronouncing it as palm granite?
Pomegranate.
Yeah, that's the way I should say it, I'm sure. I just have always said plum granite, kind of.
Oh.
So anyway, that's probably just my pronunciation, so. But anyway, wanted to tell you about that little flyer, so if you happen to be in there, because they had in a little wooden box, four great big ones packaged together, and they had that little leaflet in there.
Mm. Yeah, I've been buying them. My grandson can eat a whole one in one sitting.
My daughter-in-law can, too.
Yeah.
But ours just weren't that good this year because we were so dry.
I love the crunch.
Uh-huh. So, I like anything with a crunch too much.
Crunch is definitely good. I like it too.
And they're juicy.
Mm-hmm. You get a double whammy there.
Mm-hmm.
Great in a salad too. I like that. And it would be great in a fruit or in a green salad.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I'm going to make a fruit salad this morning. But I have no pomegranate. I have to run and get one.
And they do sink to the bottom, unfortunately, so you have to keep bringing them back up.
Okay. That's all right. That means you have to eat your whole salad.
Oh, well, that wouldn't be a good idea for me. Not with the side salad I make.
That's true. You make a big one, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's great. Well, anything else? Anybody have any other comments? We're got about 4 minutes here. 4 minutes can be a long time.
Did anybody listen to the call last night with the skincare? I don't know. I got in a little bit late. I don't know if you guys already talked about it or not.
No, we haven't talked about it, and I was on it.
It was awesome.
Too.
It was a lot. The slides were used that they used on the convention. Now, do you know you can actually download that onto a laptop, that whole presentation?
She's going to make that available to us. Where do you get that, Dottie?
If you go into my library, you know, the library in my NECAN,
okay,
and you go where it says presentation. I mean, it's been on for about, I don't know, almost a week now. And you just click on that and download it to your laptop. I'm doing a presentation today on skincare, and that's what I'm using.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm excited. But did you hear the comment that she made about the no-tear baby shampoo?
Yes.
What she said?
She said that the manufacturer that puts out baby shampoo puts a chemical in it that numbs the eyes.
Oh, my.
Can you believe that? And then she was also talking about the estheticians. That she went to a seminar, I think, wasn't it, Jeannie?
Yeah.
That they wanted just organic skin care, and only three people were certified by EcoCert in order to, you know, to set up a table. So they lowered the standards, and they ended up with 28. Mm. So, you know, so it's, yeah.
There's a website that she mentioned, safecosmetics.org.
Is that what it was? I didn't get what she said. Safe?
Safe, S-A-F-E.
Yep.
Cosmetics. And there's a little blip. I just looked briefly this morning, too. There's a little blip on there about the baby shampoo. I mean, and you click to another article, so it probably goes further than that. But that they're putting together an organization. It's a group of women that are they're wanting to talk to all cosmetic companies, makeup, cosmetics, all kinds of things, and have them get the chemicals out of their products. So they're kind of like
on a bandwagon.
A bandwagon, yeah.
Wow.
But there's information there, and I didn't look at the whole thing. I just briefly looked at the first page.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
The tip she gave at the first of that about how much chemicals and everything, and she went so fast, but I'm glad that we're going to have the capabilities to go back to it. But I thought it was excellent.
Yeah. I have a girlfriend that listened in with me who's done a line of cosmetics for a long time that she loves, or it's skincare, and she said, you have a great product there. This is her opinion. Great product. The pricing is right there, which is very good. So she was impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Someone had talked about earlier in the week, and I can't remember who it was, had was talking about how much, you'd use it for 30 days, but didn't y'all really appreciate all the fact of how long she said it would last?
Yeah, this is going to last 3 months, I'm thinking, 2 to 3 months.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, maybe longer.
Yeah, even like the skincare and the facial wash and the toner, she said that she goes through that in a month. I'm like, gee whiz, I mean, I've been using it for 2 weeks, and I mean, my bottle is almost still full. You don't need that much of that facial wash at all, or the toner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would think it was going to last at least 3 months, 2 to 3 months, definitely.
I do too.
And then she said those other ones would really last longer, so I was good. I finally had gotten my package.
Oh.
And you got to use it last night. I'd gotten it through the mail, but we just have slower ups, you know.
Yeah. Do you love it?
It sounds like it's going to be great.
Yeah. I'm excited. I really am. Yeah. You know, in the times where, you know, where the economy isn't as well, you know, as good as it should be. You know, women don't give up what they look like between the hair and the skin, you know. They still take care of that part of themselves. So.
Just to get back to the eyes for a second, I've heard it a couple of times, and I don't know that it was Nikan related, that when you're using something to cleanse your face, if it does get in your eyes, it should not sting.
Mm.
That's a test of whether it's good or not.
Mm. Well, I have a friend of mine who's a nurse that's in my organization. She's very health cautious and everything. And she's, and I guess somebody that, a doctor that she talked to, he said that if it's not good enough to eat, then it shouldn't put on your face.
Okay.
And I thought that quote was really good.
Makes you think.
Yeah. I mean, if you can't put it, if you can't eat it, then you shouldn't put it on your face, you know. And everything that's in our the new skin line, I mean, is all natural, so it's really cool.
But Dottie, speaking from a business point of view, as you were talking there, I was thinking I would want everybody to use as much as they like, so that you know what I'm saying. So I don't know if everybody thinks like this or not, but so that they will. It's a consumable item. Like
right.
Anything else we use, we want them to use it, and so that they can be ordering more, and so that our business can increase. Now, I don't know if I should be thinking like that, but that's what I was thinking when you said that, you know, that it's going to
last. Well, you know, with the cost of everything, you know, I think if that's all they're going to be purchasing, you know, but, you know, you're trying to get them on the nutritionals too, you know, so
right.
If you have a product that they can change their nutritionals, you know, on the auto ship, you know, I mean, I think it's, you know, I think it would be better. I don't know. That's, I mean, because you're always trying to look out for their best interests also, you know.
Sure, and remember, this is a portion of our wellness home, and so everybody, well, I don't know about everybody washes their face. I hope they do, but, you know, it's something that is a part of our wellness home, and so,
right.
You know, just keeping it, people are going to purchase things. When I first started doing my skincare through Nikan too several years ago, I thought, you know, I'm going to run off to the store and purchase something anyway. So why not just have it come and, you know, keep an eye on it. I know when I'm running low, when I'm running out, and then I can run and put it on my auto ship. And whether it lasts, you know, 30 days or not. But my other skincare I used with the other stuff from Nikan that we had, the Soflower, I just every other or every two or three, you know, so same thing. So listen, we're getting a little past, we're 3 minutes beyond. That's not too bad. We're doing better.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I didn't know.
For recording purposes and all of that, so.
Yeah.
Everybody.
But, yeah, the presentation on the fruit, on the nutritionals also is on there, and also with the power patch. So.
Thank you very much. I need to go and look at that. I appreciate the reminder. Yep. Okay. Well, have a wonderful day, everybody. We'll talk with you tomorrow then.
Thanks, Jeannie.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Have a great day.